So, do you really know the piece that you're learning or playing at the moment? I mean, do you think about what you're practicing? Well, I don't mean that actually. I mean more like how you're practicing it. Do you know exactly which are the trouble spots in a particular piece that you're playing? How are you working through those trouble spots? Is the method or methods that you're currently using to work it out getting the results that you're after? Do you even know what the results are that you're after? Defining that and being quite sure about how you want things to sound or feel or to be phrased is a big step towards a solution to working out a tricky spot in a piece. So having defined the results that you're after, then we can go back to the question, are the methods you're using to work through that tricky spot really working? Or do the same issues keep cropping up each time you come to practice? Perhaps they're not really working or have reached their natural limit. So if a solution is not working or giving us the results that we want, then it's time to take a different perspective and look at what's really going on, start deconstructing things a bit. So do you really know what it is that you're playing in that particular spot? Chances are that you're probably reasonably aware of what your left hand fingering is and where things are supposed to be moving in that regard. So this is where we have a tendency to focus on sort of what are my left hand fingers doing kind of knowledge. What about your right hand? Do you know which right hand fingers you're using for that spot? Often the right hand can get sort of a bit ignored in working out these trouble spots. So which right hand fingers are you using? Are they the best fingers to be using? Are there potentially easier alternatives? Think about where your fingers are coming from and what are you playing preceding that particular section that you're working on. Where are you moving to after that spot? Do the fingers you're using set you up for a fluid transition into the next phrase or bar? And are you consistently using the same fingering, i.e. in repeated sections, or when you come back to play that particular tricky spot time and again, are you consistently using that same fingering? Knowing that you're rock steady, absolutely rock steady in your fingering and approach to a particular section will eliminate those elements of doubt and those sort of microseconds of umming and ahhing during practice, playing, during performance. So really knowing both your left and right hand fingering really allows you the freedom to just play. Forget about the technique and enjoy it, safe in the knowledge that it's going to happen as planned. Well, that's the theory anyway. Happy playing.